Well, hello people, how are you today? I mean, it's probably a silly question. You're doing terrible, aren't you? Well, maybe not that bad, eh? But males, generally speaking, are the invisible people on the planet, aren't we? The media and the TV doesn't seem to recognise us anymore. If you look in the papers, it's all about femmes. You know, something like they bought a new dress. Or they're splitting up with this guy. You know, all that deep stuff. In the UK, when there's a holiday, the papers all say, night out for the people, and they show all females. It's as if men don't go out anymore. So then you turn the TV on and you get nothing but femon programs. In other words, everywhere we look, it's nothing but femons being shoved down your throat. Ah, to hell with it, I'll go to the cinema. Oh, nothing but femons movies, with femons in them. Maybe there is a man or two in them, but they're all playing the bumbling idiot or appeasing a femon. But of course, in reality, it's men that keep the lights on. Go back quite a few years, remember when femons went on strike? All of them. Nobody goddamn noticed. Nothing happened. Can you imagine if all the men just said, that's it for today? The lights would go out. And that's why a lot of people, a lot of guys, are walking away from the traditional life, and even walking away from work. Because society at the moment doesn't seem to value men at all. And yet they're the ones who built society, built the cities. And that's all the thanks we get. And you can kind of understand why a lot of guys are, you know, pissed off. For me anyway, I've been inundated with femons everywhere, haven't we? On TV, in the papers, on the internet. So any time I go anywhere, I try and avoid femons. Because really, I'm sick to death of seeing them in my face. I mean, I'll talk with them when I'm out if I have to. But that's as far as it goes. And I think a lot of guys need a break from femons. Society seems to appease and cater to femons. So much so that it's the exclusion of males. It's funny because femons said they were held down by the patriarchy, which never actually existed, in fact. But they are the patriarchy now, aren't they? So it does exist now, but it's femons. And all my time of life on this planet, femons have moaned quite loudly. And it's their life lot to moan. That's what they do. They are never, ever satisfied. They've always hard done by, and they're always victims. And there has been a couple of femons that actually spent a day, I believe, only as a man or a male. And they were shocked. Because first of all, you'd have to take accountability. And that's an alien thing to a femon. You know, there was a film on last night, RoboCop, the first one. And I watched it and enjoyed every bit of it. It's a damn good film, actually. It was like going back in time. When the world wasn't perfect, but it was pretty damn good. Move along a few years ahead, and we have third wave feminism, which has destroyed society, and actually destroyed femons, and made most males third-class citizens, if that. But there are signs that society is crumbling, because males are opting out. And without males' hard, diligent work, all that's left is femons, who talk about it, but they don't do anything. The virtual signal. A lot of men I've talked to don't mind society collapsing. They hope it does, because the one we have now isn't fit for purpose. More and more men are not going to prop femons up anymore. They are truly going to be on their own. We already see signs of it already, but that's just going to be the tip of the iceberg, because males truly have had enough. And who can goddamn blame them? Stay strong, men. Look after yourself and your family. And of course, your male friends. Generally speaking, you have them most of your life. Well, unless you get married or have a long-term relationship with a femon, and she'll get rid of your friends for you. Because they're a bad influence, you know. And all us guys can see through that one too, can't we now? We see a lot now. We see clearly. Go on, Johnny. Sing it.
I can see all obstacles in my way. type of contraption you call that?
This is a DeLorean. And it's as good as 130 of them.
You arrived here just in time. Old horse thief Running Bear over there is having a barbecue. And he's the main course. Got a light?
Yeah, I do actually. Ooh. I guess this town could use a real good sheriff.
I guess I'm out the running.